Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say a very big thank you to you for preserving our lives, for being our God, for protecting, for providing, for nourishing us. We thank you for your wonderful and your glorious plans that you have in stock for us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone. We thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you, everlasting God, for all manners of testimonies that we have had. Thank you for all manners of blessings that you have given unto us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in Jesus' mighty name. We commit today's broadcast into your hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. And for everyone that partake of it, Lord, let them be blessed mightily by your word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, you're welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled God's Address. God's Address. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Psalm 105, verse 3 to 4. The glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. And also going to read the book of Exodus, chapter 33. Exodus 33, reading from verse 12 to 14. So Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you have sent with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, that I may know you, in order to find favor in your sight. Consider too that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. There we see our Lord promising Moses and the children of Israel that his presence will go with them and he will grant them rest. But one thing I want us to know, brothers and sisters, is that when we have the presence of God, that means we are having the same home address with God. Because that means that God is residing with us, in us, by us, through us, at all times. So that we don't need to look for God because he's with us. And I pray that at all times, you will enjoy the presence of the Almighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you have his presence at all times, you are in the same address with him. That means that you are in a place of protection. Because he's going to protect you since you are with him. The Bible tells us in Psalms 91, reading from verse 7, he says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Why? Because you are in the presence of God. So you will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. He said, no evil shall ever befall you, nor plague come near your tent. So, brothers and sisters, when you are in his presence, you are guaranteed protection. And I pray you will never do anything that will cause him to take his presence away from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are in his presence, fear will be eliminated. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, verse 1, say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So, because you are in his presence, who are you going to be afraid of? You are in the presence of the Most High, the Almighty God, the one that can never lose any war. So why should you fear? He's there to protect you. He say we help you. He say you should not be dismayed. So the Almighty God is ready to eliminate that fear. Why? Because you dwell in his presence. And I pray, continually pray that you will be in his presence all the days of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three thing is that when you are in his presence, the enemies will perish, whoever they may be. It tells us in the book of Psalm 68 verse 2, it says, as smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. And as wax melt before the fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. The wicked will perish before God. So, brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of the wicked ones, because they are going to perish in his presence. Because you are in the presence of God, the wicked will not be able to touch you. I pray that you continually hold on to Almighty God, because he's the only one who can protect you. No one else can protect you as this God. No one else can destroy the enemies. No one else can stop the enemies from attacking you, because he will fortify you, because he will keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number four thing is that when you are in his presence, you have undiluted access to the word of God. Undiluted access. The Lord will be able to speak to you. Just like God was talking to the children of Israel, he speaks to Moses mouth to mouth. He will be able to speak to you mouth to mouth because you are dwelling in his presence. You'll be able to hear him clearly. You don't need to go and speak to somebody to tell you what God is saying. Why? Because you are in his presence. He will speak to you directly. You don't need a third party to tell you what God is saying because you are in his presence. The book of Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So everything that you are not sure of, you can always go to him and ask him, Daddy, what are you saying? What is it that you do? Should I go? Should I not go? Should I stay? Should I not stay? You'll be able to hear him clearly without having to go through any third party. I pray that the Almighty God will give you undiluted access to his presence. Every time he speaks, you will hear him clearly in the mighty name of Jesus. That the word of God will make meaning to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are in his presence, darkness will be eliminated, because himself is light. And when light comes, darkness must disappear. The book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 19 says, the sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Praise the Lord. He say in verse 20, he say, your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. See, God himself will be your light. It's not the sun that will be your light. It's not the moonlight that will be your light. But you have the light of our Lord Jesus Christ shining upon you. Why? Because you are in his presence. You are in his presence. And so every form of darkness, whatever constitutes itself as darkness in your life, the light of God will chase them away. Because when light comes, darkness has no choice than to leave. So you will operate under the light of the Most High all the days of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Say no more mourning. There is no need for you to mourn. As we read in that Isaiah 60 verse 20, say no more mourning, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Indeed, your days of mourning shall be ended. No more mourning. Why? Because you are in the presence of the Most High. Whatever that is bringing you sorrow, the Almighty God will take them away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we know the story of the widow of Nain, who had a son, and the son also died. But when she met with our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Lord Jesus Christ was able to raise the son, brought the son back to life, mourning ceased in the life of that woman. That woman that was sad suddenly became joyous. The Lord will give you joy. Every form of sadness in your life shall be wiped away in the mighty name of Jesus, provided you continue to dwell in His presence, because it is in His presence that you can get this. And I pray you will not leave His presence all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In His presence, you will not lack anything good, because the Almighty God will be your provider. It tells us in the book of Psalm 34 verse 9, say, "Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him have no lack." Say, the young lion suffer want and anger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. You will not lack anything good, because you are in His presence. He is ready to provide for you. He tells us in Psalm 50 verse 10, say, "For every beast of the forest is mine, belong to God. The cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to Him." So everything belongs to Him. So if you are in the presence of the God who has everything, then He will not lack anything. Be in His presence and you are guaranteed. Also, in His presence, wonderful things begin to happen. In His presence, wondrous things are done. It tells us there in that Psalm 105, verse 5, it says, "Remember the wondrous work He has done, His miracle and His judgment He altered." So in His presence, wondrous things will begin to happen. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about being in His presence. How can you be in the presence of a God you do not know? You can only be in His presence if you know Him. But Jesus is telling you right now, He's at the door of your heart. He's knocking and saying, "Just open the door and let me come in. And when I come in, I will embrace you." He's ready to show you His love, His compassion. He's ready to take you higher. But you need to be in His presence. You need to know Him. You need to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Once you accept Him, you are not under condemnation. In as much as you remain in His presence, in as much as you continue to show your love to Him, in as much as you continue to obey Him, in as much as you are ready to offload your own burden and take up His yoke and tell the whole world about Him, about the goodness of your God. So if you are hearing me today and you want to say, "Yes, I want to be in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life," then just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's You alone I will serve all the days of my life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Everlasting Father, I want to say thank You to You for these Your children that have given their lives to You today. I pray, Lord, that indeed You show them Your mercy. Write their names in the book of life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have had me today, the mighty hand of God will continue to rest upon you. The Lord will continue to guide and direct your path in the mighty name of Jesus. He will perfect all that concerns you. Whenever you call unto Him, the Lord will answer you in the name of Jesus. You will not serve Him in vain. There will be a marked difference between you and those who do not know this God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to enjoy the love, the peace of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.